Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our time of worship this morning. A little running behind trying to get technology to work the way you want it to, but hey, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good, and we are here. I did upload the bulletin. It was there a little early because I had a Board of Trustees meeting and an Executive Board meeting in Lansing. All is well in the state, and things are going well, and we are just blessed with the leadership. Pastor Mark and Josh are doing a wonderful job in the state, and I have a wonderful opportunity to be on the board and see a lot of the great things that are happening. So continue to keep the church in prayer. Keep Hope Crossing in prayer this morning as they had a celebration yesterday, and we had a long service, and they've got a service today of 70th anniversary, and I pray for Brent and Heather. Keep our churches in prayer as we celebrate together with them. I did receive a request this week from Jan Bergen, our former worship leader Dan. His wife is going to be unable to do her snow this winter, and she's looking for someone who is able. She lives in Warren at around Hoover and 696. So if you know of anybody, please let me know so that I can put you in touch with Jan. She needs someone to help with her snow this winter. And that's assuming that we're going to have snow. And I'm pretty sure that that's going to happen living in Michigan. So if you know someone who's interested in that, also keep in mind Wednesday night is our Bible study. We got dinner coming and we have all the activities planned. We've got bread breakers. Not bread breakers, we have coffee fellowship this morning. I have my coffee. So a lot going on in the church. We're going to begin today with a word of song and then celebrate a scripture from Mark chapter 10.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living
prepare our souls and our spirits that we might be a living sanctuary for you, God. Whatever is taking place, Father, I ask that you would flee our minds and our hearts this morning. God, as we have gathered in your name, in this place, we worship you, God. And we ask that you would still prepare this place, prepare our lives. Father, even though it's raining outside, let the rain of your presence fill this sanctuary. God, let all the things that we do give praise, honor, and glory to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. In our scripture this morning, we find in Mark chapter 10, a little story as Jesus started on his way. A man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all of these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At this, the man fell. Man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to the disciples, "How hard is it for rich to enter the kingdom of God?" The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to one another, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible with God." Then Peter spoke up, "We have everything, we have left everything to follow you. Truly, I tell you," Jesus replied, "none of you has left home or brother or sister or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel." He said, "No one who has left will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mother, children, fields, along with the persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Before we go into a time of prayer, please keep the needs of the church, keep our sister churches, keep our friends in Tennessee, keep Rodney and Anita, the families that are watching, a multitude of needs around us as we celebrate this time of prayer. God, there's much to be thankful for, God. Much to recognize that sometimes, God, we are just bound by the chains of those around us and the things of this world, God. We are bound by the chains of oppression, doubt, confusion, loneliness, isolation. God, we are bound by the laws of the land. And yet, God, you have provided freedom, just like Paul and Silas on the night they were in jail. God, they began to sing and to praise the Lord. And at midnight, God, you broke the chains and you set them free. God, I pray today that as we have gathered in your name, Father, that you will break the chains that keep us from worshiping you. God, that together we may worship you in spirit and in truth. God, it's good to see 8 candidates coming up in November ready for ordination. God, it's good to see that your hand is at work in the church of God. God, it's good to see that your hand is at work in the church itself. God, may the people of God arise this morning, awaken, Father, from their slumber, and Father, step out steadfast. There's much that we have to do, God. There's a field that is ripe unto harvest, God, and the laborers are few. Father, I pray that the Lord of the harvest will call to the laborers. God, that we will go out. God, that is the call that you have given to us to go out to touch lives. Father, to bring those who have wandered away back into the fold. Father, it is a call for us today that we will send forth your power. Father, I pray this morning that those that are weak, those that are downtrodden, those that are physically not able, God, that you will touch them this morning. I continue to pray for our friends, for the birthday celebrations, and for your blessings. And Father, I thank you for those that support this church, those who faithfully give, those who allow us to continue to do the work that we are doing. Father, I think of my friends, Rodney and Anita. God, Rodney has been faithful to the church. God, I pray that you'll be faithful to him, Father, as him and his wife worship you today. Father, bless our families in Tennessee. Bless those, Father, in need. Bless families that are in South Carolina and North Carolina. Father, bless those in Florida and surrounding areas that have suffered through Hurricane Milton. God, not only have they gone through Helene, but now Hurricane Milton. Father, anoint the governor of Florida. Anoint the things there. Put your hand upon the lives, Father, that have been lost. And the countless thousands of dollars that have been destroyed. But God, it is only things. And I pray that God will give us wisdom to pick up the pieces and to move forward. Father, I may not understand all the things, but I know that you are a God who is still active and living. Father, I pray for the needs of our church. I pray for those who are alone and, Father, healing from sicknesses and diseases and hurts. And Father, I know that I have my leg propped up, and as much as I want to continue to do more, God, there's times I have to step back and trust you, God, that you are touching the body of Christ, not only physically but spiritually today. Father, have these words go forth in power today, that those who hear it will receive it and will thank you and praise you. God, be with us in the church today. Be with us in this time and in the service to come. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, an interesting story this morning. Jesus is gathered and he's on his way, and a man falls before him and calls him good teacher. Well, Jesus responds, well, why do you call me good? Because there's only one that is good. Well, we know that Jesus was without sin, and he became the wonderful gift for us for eternal life. This person questioned, you know, what do I got to do? What do I have to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus goes through the law and the prophets and gave him all of the illustrations. And he said, I'm doing real good. I have followed that since I was a boy. Jesus said, give all that you have. Go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. But he followed that with not just, see, we get stuck on that verse, go and sell everything you have. Jesus said, come and follow me. In other words, not only give of the treasure you have, but come and follow me. That is the root of the whole conversation here. At that, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. He didn't want just to give up what he had. He also didn't want to follow Jesus. And the idea that Jesus was portraying is that sometimes we have to let go of things and we have to follow him. And in following him, there are times it's going to be hard. And he said, like the eye of the needle. It's hard for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And even harder for a rich person or a person who holds on to things to go through the eye of the needle. Well, just a little historical illustration. The eye of the needle was the door to enter into the city of Jerusalem. That door was small enough for a man to go through, but not easy for a camel. And if you know history, the camel would have to get down on its knees, and it would have to crawl through the eye of the needle. Now, this wasn't just a regular door. Most of the wall in Jerusalem was somewhere near 20 to 30 feet wide. Wide enough to house houses, wide enough for people to live in the wall, and it was very difficult for that camel to go through that. And what Jesus is saying is for you and I today, it's difficult. We want things. We wanted our Tigers to win yesterday so desperately. And as much as we willed it, that was not to be. We want the Lions to win today against Dallas. Well, I don't know the outcome of that yet. God does. There's much that we want. And even last night, it was joyous to watch our glorious Red Wings win their first game. But there's a long season ahead, and there's much that we think about. But Jesus is calling you and I, you and me, to let go of things that keep us from worshiping him. Sometimes it is said that when we hold things so tightly, it can never pass on to another person. But when we allow the riches of God to flow into us and out to someone else, we become a channel to where God uses us. And then he says, come and follow me. And he said, you'll receive 100 times as much in this present age. Not only families and mothers and children, we become a family of God. And in the age to come. And he said, who will be first will be last, and the last will be first. God has given us an illustration this morning that sometimes we must let go of things and let go of that which holds us back from worshiping him. The church is a wonderful asset. It is a wonderful opportunity for us to let go of the things that hold us back. And I'm talking the body of Christ. The physical building is a great place where we can come and worship. It's warm, it's inviting, the lights are on, the music is playing, there's good food, there's great coffee, and a great place to fellowship together. But the altar, the presence of God, the body of Christ is where we come together, we lift each other up, we work together, we strive together, and we work to fill the harvest fields. So today, this question really begs to ask, will you follow him? Will you be like the rich man and go away sad because there's much to give up? God is not telling you to leave your family. He's saying that what's more important to you? In this passage, that rich man did not want to let go of the things of the world in order to serve God. And when we let go of those things, Jesus tells us a little bit later, what happens is when we give to God and we follow him, God multiplies the blessing. Maybe you call this a prosperity gospel, but the whole idea is we cannot keep it from God. Give it to God. Let God multiply it. Let God bless it. And let God multiply the blessings of who we celebrate together. What's keeping you from giving it all to God? This story has a wonderful illustration. And I pray that it will bless you today as we hold nothing from him except giving Him our full life of worship. We're going to close this time with a song, and then we'll worship together with a closing prayer. Have an awesome day. Go in His peace.